My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. We are ready to head over to Studio 2A, joined this week by the artists appearing on Volume 1 of the Lonesome Desert Tucson Country Blues Compilation. Chris Hall, Austin Counts, Freddie Parrish, Tom Welbank, and Hank Topless will be with us for the next hour in Studio 2A. So without further ado, take it away, guys.
Out of Highway 61, local country home, right off Highway 61. In that home by the Ashley River, that's where all my troubles begun. Low country home, Tim Roof would sing when it rained. Tell Rufus sang every time it would rain. Wash away my tears, wash away all my pain. Tell them how I feel, Tom. Child I became. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Yeah. I'm Austin Counts, and yeah, we're all coming out with a compilation called Lonesome Desert, Tucson Country Blues Volume 1, and that's my song, Low Country Home there, and you know, we all kind of all are here, kind of we get to this path because of the things that go on in our lives, and I know each and every one of us all really write from the heart and soul, and you know, that song there, it's a song about being pulled out of my mother's home. We were growing up in South Carolina when she's found out to be a heroin addict and everything. So it's, you know, it comes from a real, you know, personal place. I mean, it's most certainly the blues. So, you know, I know you guys have got the blues too. So who wants to go next?
All right.
Don't all jump at once.
Who are you?
Chris Hall here. I'm gonna do a song called Old Chevy. Don't make it harder than it is. Spend your whole life trying to get a kid. So what's the use of burning that same old bridge? Is it colder where you're going, or colder where you've been? Yet it is to Tennessee. Tried your luck in California, but the rent was far from free. She said, load up that old Chevy and come back home to me. Come from the land of dust, been smoking cigarettes since you learned how to cuss. She said, I got a plan for the both of us. We're never going home, and we're never giving up. Yet it is Tennessee. Tried your luck in California, but the rent was far from free. She said, load up that old Chevy and come back home to me. Come home to me. Come home to me. You've been trying for years, chasing whiskey with tears, but the sun is coming up over those mountains tall and brown. You'll never leave this dirty town. It is to Tennessee. Tried your luck in California, but the rent was far from free. She said, load up that old Chevy and come back home to me. Come back home to me. Come home to me. Come home to me. Come home to me.
Yeah, man, what was the inspiration behind that song?
So that song, it's about your hometown, wherever that may be. Leaving it, loving it, hating it, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
All of that.
Seems to be a common emotion.
Coming back. Wanting to leave, hating leaving, coming back.
That's like the
the old story of Tucson there, right?
Yep.
Like, everybody hates Tucson,
yep,
and they leave and go somewhere else, and they come back and like, wow, this
they
place is pretty good.
The Tucson curse.
Yeah, right.
Realize how much they love Tucson.
Or blessing. Whichever way you look at it.
Well, what do you got, Freddie?
Well, there probably isn't a blue note in this song, but the lyrics are pretty blue.
Then it's your singing.
Yeah. So this song's about living in a house that by yourself that used to be full of love. It's called "The House Still Looks the Same." Will I ever stop missing you? Will I ever do anything I used to? Without you with me, cause I can't bring myself to cook at home or look a waitress in the eye when she asks just one. So I stick to the bars, but I stay away from the same old haunts. I don't want to see the man that I once was on your arm. In the haze of drunken pain, the note you left by the bed remains unread, and the house still looks the same. Friends say I ought to make a move, but I don't have the confidence I used to, nor the cash. I know they're right, I ought to shed some skin, but they don't know you made me the man I am. Now skin's all that's left. I can't let go, but I can't hold on. Sorrow's queen and I'm her pawn. Lord, take me now. In the haze of drunken pain, the note you left by the bed remains unread, and the house still looks the same. Note you left by the bed remains unread, and the house still looks the same.
I've always liked that song, like from what we're going through and having to listen to the tracks and everything. That's been definitely one that I'd listen to and be like, wow, there's really something here with this one. The songwriting on that's pretty damn awesome.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. So what's behind that song there? Is that a true story there, or kind of like a composite?
Kinda, yeah.
Rip open your heart and put it on the table. You're on the air.
Yeah.
Put some salt in the wounds.
So hey, man, that's the blues, right? Kerosene. Well, what you got, Hank?
All right. Number one, thanks for having me on this,
hey,
Austin.
Hey, thanks for being a part of this.
I'll do a little thing right now called December Girl. Well, I was sitting on a plane, slowly waiting on the rain. I fought to understand the world, thought of my December girl. Cocaine's for horses and it's not for men. Know it's gonna get you, but you don't know when. I was just as wrong as I could get. I had another cigarette. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So dark and the sidewalk's dead. So I just hit a pipe instead. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You see that lady coming dressed in black. Hey, watch her step right on a crack. God, she ain't fit to shine my shoes. Even cowboys get the blues. December girl, you're young and free. You got so much living left to see. Just live what's right and do what's true. And don't be like your daddy is.
This is Locals Only, and I am very pleased to be joined in Studio 2A by all of the performers who are on the inaugural Lonesome Desert compilation. So, gentlemen, thanks again for coming down tonight.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And Austin, thanks for doing my job better than I ever could. This has been great. You're a natural.
It's all the money I spent on a journalism degree is actually coming to use right now. So,
perfect.
All right.
So where did the idea for this compilation come from?
Well, you know, we all play around town and everything, and I've seen these guys out, like, either seen shows with them, played shows with them, and these guys, I find each one of these people to be fantastic and kind of underappreciated, I believe, in the Tucson music scene and beyond. And that, you know, it just seemed like a good thing to do of trying to get everybody together and start trying to put out a compilation and have that compilation lead to full-length albums and start trying to put our music out there and take what we're doing all around Tucson and outside of the area, and hopefully be getting all around the region and touring around and putting this out.
Excellent. So what was the first step? Once you identified the group of artists that you wanted to bring together on this, what was the next step?
Well, it really all started with realizing after I put out my first EP last year that there wasn't many labels that were dealing with this style of music, and definitely nothing that's here in the Southwest.
Right.
Which seemed really odd to me because there are a ton of people who play this kind of music. Mm-hmm. And so it just, you know, that seemed to be the next step, was to try to get a label going, find the people that I thought that would be really good for starting out here, and, you know, just put it down. I didn't even know if this was going to really work out or not, or how far this was going to go. And, you know, I'm just happy with how well this has come together. It's been put together, and the support behind it so far, before we've even released it, has been really excellent.
So how did you go about recording this compilation?
Well, we went to Midtown Island Studio with Matt Rendon, and we started, just set up some sessions down there and basically, you know, put the money down, told these guys I got studio time here, and go in and go record. And that was it, just basically go in, record as much as you can in a couple hours and everything, and see what we can come up with. And you know, it worked out really well. Better than I could have ever planned. Best money I've spent so far.
Did you give any guidance to these guys about, you know, when they went to lay down their tracks, what your vision was for what kind of tracks you expected to end up on the album, or what kind of sound you were going for? Or did you just turn everyone loose and let
I
not
just
take care of
turned
the rest?
Everyone loose. I mean, I'm not in, like, these guys can give me guidance, you know. I look at it like I've seen all these guys play before. I know what they do. I know what they're about, and you know, I thoroughly enjoy their music. And it was, you know, just put them in the studio, put a mic in front of them, and do it that way. I think that there's something very honest about just being able to be a singer-songwriter and be playing blues or be playing country or whatever it could be, and really just be able to tell a tale, have it be there in your voice, have it be there in your guitar, without having to have a bunch of effects, without having to have a bunch of production on top of it, and without it trying to be something that's trying to, you know, be the thing, so to speak. I draw a lot of inspiration from Arhuli Records, that did a lot of recording in this way of, you know, they go around and find blues acts, country blues acts, or just whatever in the South at the time, and record them. And that was it. Just put a microphone in there, two microphones, and record it. And what you got is what you got. And you just did a couple different takes, and that's it. You take the best take out of it and move it right along.
There you go. And that ethos is translated here on a terrific compilation. Lonesome Desert is the record label and the name of the new compilation, Volume 1, Tucson Country Blues. And tell us about the release show.
So the release show is coming up next Saturday at the Flycatcher, starting at 8 p.m. It's $5 to get in. You got your choice of getting a CD, a cassette tape, or a digital download. The album is currently up on iTunes right now, and so if a person, it's only $4.99 on iTunes, same price as going to the show. Mm-hmm. If you buy it before the show, that's your ticket to basically get in. All you gotta do is bring your phone in and show that it's that you bought it, and you're in. You know, so that's the whole idea, is just trying to get people down there to the Flycatcher this Saturday, and you know, put this music in the people's hands, and hopefully they'll be listening.
There you go. Well, speaking of. Tom.
Just quick shout out to Wooden Tooth Records, who partnered with Austin to put the tape out.
Right. Well, hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great,
hell
great, yeah. Great record show.
Now they, Baby Tooth Records is, or Baby Tooth is what they're yeah, that's their cassette line and everything. And those guys have been crazy busy lately putting out something, didn't they? It's like every other week, and if not every week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Baby Tooth is putting something out. And that's. I don't know. I think that's fantastic here for the Tucson's community. We have such a rich music scene out here, and it's different from most places that you go to. And there's just so much talent in this area. So to actually see people putting out this music and trying to get it out there into the hands of people is amazing to me. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Well, speaking of getting the music out there, we're going to start another round here. Whoever wants to pick up the baton and start with it here. We're going to do another round of tracks. Again, we've got Chris Hall with us. We've got Austin Counts. We've got Freddie Parrish. We've got Tom Walbank. And we've got Hank Topless all here in Studio 2A. And all of those artists are performing on this Lonesome Desert compilation.
Well, all right. What do you think? You want to do want to do St. Peter? Or you want to do... Well, I guess we don't have the shape for that. Let's go with Pima County Jail. What do you say? So this song here, this is from my EP that was released last year, and this is about my experiences of being in the Pima County Jail. And, you know, if you mess up so many times in the county jail, you're going to find yourself in solitary confinement.
Hole.
Yeah. And that was actually what happened was that I was there, and then there's supposed to be on work release. I had stashed a car at the bus station right next to the mall down there, Tucson Mall. And, you know, I'd take the bus, went on work release, and then go jump in my car and go over to my girlfriend's house at the time or whatever. Well, this lasted all of one day before I got caught. When I got back to jail that night, they were like, "Nah, you're going to this place they call the Fishbowl in the Mission, right?" And so the Fishbowl is basically like, if you messed up in the dorm area there and everything, you go to the Fishbowl, right? And then you stay there until, like they have this kind of like judicial process that happens. So like there'll be like the main CO, and he's going to judge what you did and can you get back on work release. Well, I was already in there for 2 weeks, and they got a thing in jail called the Keister Bunny. And if you don't know what the Keister Bunny is, Keister Bunny is when somebody's bringing in something that's not supposed to be in the jail in their rectum.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
Yeah, I think they call that your prison wallet.
Yeah, somewhere. Right. So somebody had smuggled in some cigarettes.
This is really going really great.
Yeah, well, you know,
let's have some singing.
Somebody smuggled in some cigarettes, and then that time I got, you know, as everybody's taking a drag, I ended up being the one guy taking the drag as the CO in the area. Comes walking by the wall, sees me, and because of that, they sent me right to solitary confinement, and I did the rest of my time in there. It was about 25 days. So, without any further ado, this song's called Pima County Jail.
When you get out of line, your hands on somebody. When you get out of line, what doing your time in Pima County Jail? Won't go to the first floor, inmate processing. Won't go to the second floor, cell block 2F&G. Won't go to the missing, get the work release. You headed straight for elevator, at least 4D. Yes, it's so damn lonesome and solitary. Well, it's so damn lonesome and
solitary. Just a red jumpsuit, shackled from head to toe now. Turn around and put your hands right through that slot motor. CO ain't gonna let you out until you're good in your cage. And just gonna stay there for 23 and a half hours a day. Last 30 minutes, you got to shower and shave now. You might not get that time if it comes to see your shift change. Said it's so damn lonesome and solitary. Yes, it's so damn lonesome and solitary. Hit him again, Tom. A vent in the wall, it's how you communicate. Find out what's going on with the other inmates. Who's going mad and who's getting out, and who might have snitched on you so there won't be any doubt. Said it's so damn lonesome and solitary. Yes, it's so damn lonesome and solitary.
Cool. Oh man, this guy makes me sound good.
Who's next?
Chris, what do you think, man? What you got for us?
All right, I'll play another one off the compilation. This one's called To Do. Got a lot of living left to do. You've seen a lot of hard times, but you've seen them through. Remembering the darkness and the girl that made you blue. But you got a lot of living left to do. Got a lot of fighting left in you, and you fight for those who can't be bought or sold. Their loyalty holds true. Don't turn your back on the ones you love, 'cause that don't make a man anymore.
true. But you got a lot of fighting left in you. You got a lot of loving left to do. Sparkling eyes prove it every morning when the sun comes shining through. Used to wander half drunk alleys without a goddamn clue. But you got a lot of loving left to do.
Good and Chris.
Well, thanks for, you know, hey, we got that EP of yours coming out here pretty soon.
Definitely.
We're getting, we got 6 songs on there?
I believe that thing
is golden. I cannot wait to get that one released.
Same here, man. I appreciate it.
Were there some more of Hank's stuff in the session? I'll ask you. Were there some more songs you recorded at the session?
Oh, this man right here has got a full length coming out here within probably the next 2 months.
Nice.
Yeah, we've got it all mixed down and everything.
This was actually an honest question.
Hey, by the way,
your check's in the mail, Tom. By the way, no, I did. I'll talk about it a little more in a second. Freddie, you got one for us here?
Sure.
Let me close it out. I'll talk about what Austin's done for me here. Let's hear you right now, buddy.
All right, this is the other one I did on the. My compilation, it's called Downstream. I wrote it after I watched the movie Deliverance. Honey, what you done? You're at here in the sun. Your hands all red with blood. And you already know that you can't lie to me anymore. And as you flirt with your world hurt and you think that you're pretty tough. But that's all they taught you, baby, and it's not enough. No, it's not enough. 'Cause downstream, what you done's gonna surface again in the way Aiden alone will drag you down. The water's getting higher and you're a better liar than you ever were. Already know that you can't lie to me anymore. Feel the sand running through your hand as you hold your mark of cane. 'Cause it's your protection, baby, from hard, hard rain. From hard rain. 'Cause downstream, what you done's gonna surface again in the way Aiden. Alone will drag you down. Alone will drag you down.
you done's gonna surface again in the way. Aiden, a loan will drag you down. A loan will drag you down. Drag you down, down, down. Drag you down, down, down.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I'm going to go ahead and do another one here off the compilation. If you don't mind, I will take just a second to plug what Tom brought up here. I did a couple sessions at Midtown Island for Austin, and so the first one we wound up with a couple songs for the compilation, and then he said, "How about you do a few more?" So it sounds like we'll be coming out with an album of my stuff, and those songs will be kind of a mixture of older and newer, and the two songs from the compilation will also be on that album. But this song is the second one I did on the comp. This is called No Phoenix Blues. It's a reworking of an old song that I did with the band many, many years ago, and it's not one that I've done in my solo style a lot, so we kind of reworked it a little bit, and it goes like this. Here I am. This is where my trip began. If I can, I stay away. Fountain of my yesterdays. Fountain of my yesterdays. No phoenix when I'm stoned. Now you know it ain't my home. When we left, I took it hard. The ashes in the old backyard. The ashes in the old backyard. Maricopa County line makes me lonesome every time. Maricopa County line makes me lonesome every time. No phoenix, it's all gone. Now I know I don't belong home, 'cause it ain't golden anymore. Weeds are flowing across the floor. Weeds are flowing across the floor. A Maricopa County line makes me lonesome every time. A Maricopa County line makes me lonesome every time. No phoenix drifting by. No more phoenix tears to cry. And our old past on old I-10, 'cause the life I lived is dead. But I hate them goddamn phoenix blues, so I'm gonna keep on driving through.
right past 7th Avenue. A Maricopa County line makes me lonesome every time. Maricopa County line makes me lonesome every time. La 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 di da di da di da.
This is Locals Only, and I have been joined by the artists appearing on the Lonesome Desert Volume 1 compilation, Tucson Country Blues. We've got Chris Hall, Freddie Parrish, Tom Walbank, Austin Counts, and Hank Topless. And the release is going to be on Saturday over at the Flycatcher. You know, Austin, we were talking before about the impetus behind this, not only this record, but this record label, but it's very much a local affair. I mean, just looking over the liner notes, you mentioned before recording with Matt and, you know, Pat Foley over at Cream Design doing the layout and all of that. And tell me, what would you like to see if you could flash forward to six months from now, 12 months, 18 months? What would you like to see, you know, when people see a Lonesome Desert release or they hear about Lonesome Desert? What do you want them to associate with that name in a year?
I hope that they associate it with some good, honest, down-home music. That when they pick up, much like when I go and I find like an R. Hooley record, mm-hmm. like we were discussing before.
Right.
Like, when I see anything by that label, I know it's going to be good, and I pick it up and I buy it. And usually now they're like up to like 30, 40 bucks an album, you know, when I find them out there and everything. And that's kind of the same thing that I want to have with this, is that when someone sees the Lonesome Desert label, that they know that it's not going to be any junk on there. It's going mm-hmm. to be something from the heart, something well written, and going to be a bit more down home and you know, like straight to the bone kind of thing. So yeah. that's what I'm after with this. That's what I'd like. At the same time, too, I also would like it that where all of us could, you know, be out and doing touring around mm-hmm. town, getting this out there, getting it out to people that in smaller communities around Arizona and New Mexico, Colorado, Nevada, getting it out there to the people and us being able to make some money off of that. I mean, not that it's all about the money, but when it really comes down to it, though, is it's like, you know, you want to get paid for what you do. And
sure.
You want to, you know, it's the only way that we're able to really continue doing all this is being able to go out and gig and make a couple extra bucks. So, you yeah. know. That's it.
And now you control the means of production here. So,
I mean, it's pretty easy to do. I mean, yeah. in the sense of like what we're doing, I mean, because it is just going to the studio and
sure.
Matt will set up some mics and it's like, all right, you either got it or you don't got it. And
yeah.
all these guys got it. And that's kind of the thing, is that there are no overdubs or isn't anything like that. Isn't any trying to major production or anything like that. It is the artist and what they are about.
Yeah.
And with that being said, because we've kind of glossed over this, though, but Tom has got two amazing tracks on this album, and I was unsure of the format here, and I told Tom only to bring his harmonicas and not a guitar.
I was expecting Tom to sing tonight for us.
You know, I actually, just don't tell him, I didn't want Tom to show me up. So
yeah, there you go. That was a good strategy.
No, I mean, I feel really bad about that, but Tom is like, Tom is my mentor here. Like, I wouldn't be even playing if it wasn't for Tom. Tom would come over to the deli and you know, we got into talking about blues music and everything, and then mm-hmm. little by little Tom was giving me some lessons here and there and all that mm-hmm. and I kind of started working with it and everything, and then at one point in time Tom was like, oh, so I'm going out of town, can you fill in some gigs for me over at Sky Bar? And I was almost going to do an impression.
I can tell you were right on the verge. Don't you were so close.
Can't even get there, buddy.
You were so close.
And so
he's going to be like Deliverance all over
Mary
again.
Poppins is dead, too.
I touched the nerve. Sorry. Anyway, like, So, Tom, you know, basically I had like 2 weeks to prepare to be able to play 2 hours of music, and I hadn't been out playing for close to a decade, now playing shows and everything. And
God, you're only 19. How did that happen?
You know, I don't know. Jeez. But, you know, Tom, and the rest is history. Just getting out there and playing all the time and trying to do it. And if it wasn't for you, Tom, there probably wouldn't even be a compilation or any of that, because, you know, I was at a point in time with music where I had gotten burnt out of playing music like I was before and trying to, like, go after the dream, only to find that it just kind of kicks you in the crotch a couple times and everything. You gotta, so, Tom, yeah, I owe it all to you, man.
Definitely our gain, you know, and I've really enjoyed being a part of this compilation because it gives me a chance. I hadn't heard Freddie before. And just being in a small situation like this, I mean, you know, a lot of us, when we're out playing, we're playing on the same night
that
someone else is playing. You might know the name, or you've heard the name, but you haven't heard what they do, you know. So it was really nice to be involved. I know I've worked with Chris before. I love his playing. And just listening to Freddie's songwriting is great as well. So, yeah.
Thanks,
mutual like mutual appreciation society, definitely.
I love it. And we've got time to squeeze in one more song. Austin, as the kind of the founder of the feast here, why don't you play one more to wrap things up here tonight?
Let's see. You want to do... Let's do... Yeah. All right, so this is one that I wrote after my first wife left me. No, it already sounds like a blues song right there.
There you
that's
go.
True.
Yeah.
Just play it backwards and you'll come back.
Oh, man. I started rambling, hanging out all night. Guess I wasn't living right. Since you left me, I started rambling down the street, stopping anywhere. They were pouring drinks. Yes, my mind's so weary, I can't think. You left me. Problems come big and small. Find yourself a good bartender who pours heavy and last call. Set myself up for the big old fall. And Lord, did I fall since you left me. Come on, Phil Tom.
walking shoes with the soul's warmth in. Just trying to figure out this whole mess I'm in. Where you can't find your way home. Baby, since you left me, well, baby, when you left my side, no, I wanted, I want to curl up and die. But I drown my sorrows, oh, tonight. Since you left me, problems come, big and small. A good bartender who pours heavy hands. Last call, set myself up for big old fall. Lord, did I fall?